Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to the Heart Catholic Women podcast. It's great to be with you again, ladies. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary. Hi, Rosie.
Hi, everybody. It's great to be here with you.
Now, this week on our podcast, we are talking about overcoming bitterness. Bitterness, I think, is something we've all experienced and can really be easy to delve into.
Fall into, yes.
The memory that comes to me most when I think about bitterness is like when you're a child and something goes bad on your birthday and you just decide to be annoyed for the rest of the day, like just as a really like young childlike level. Or you can make the choice to go, you know what, even though that happened, I'm going to push on and enjoy the rest of my day. And I know that we're talking about things that are much more important and more serious than that, but that was kind of like my first thought when I thought of bitterness, especially when I was a kid.
Yeah, but maybe sometimes that it's happened in life and God wants you to work with it, or how you're going to, what are you going to do? Like, a maturity as a Christ follower is watching your behavior, going, oh, I don't quite like that, let me fix that. So maybe at a young age, having a birthday, that was a way of God saying, well, you're going to deal with it, or you're going to just sit in the grovel and be bitter about it. And it's amazing, you know, and not just in Christian values, but even just living as a human being, you don't want to live like that.
And I think that's what it really comes down to. It's about making the choice of not turning a situation into bitterness. That's really what you were getting at, how things can happen in your life that you're disappointed by and you have a choice to make. Are you going to be bitter, or you said in your heartbeat, or are you going to surrender to him more? Are you going to surrender to God more?
Yes. And I know, disappointment can happen to so many people, and huge disappointment, like you said, not just a birthday issue. Huge disappointment. They strive so hard and they've studied so well and they don't go get the job offer like others seem to. They toil and really struggle to get ahead in certain things, even financially, and something goes wrong, and you can think, woe is me. But when you see the whole perspective with God in your life, God can change things and work things for good. It doesn't mean that you're still not disappointed. It doesn't mean you still don't rant and rave and have tears sometimes, but that you don't let it take a hold in your heart.
Yeah. I think you gave some really good examples of the disappointments you can have in life that can easily turn to bitterness. Like, for example, your dad losing his job, and that could be a really easy situation. And I know other people in our lives who've lost their jobs. It can be really easy for that to be, woe was me, I'm going to be annoyed about everything in my life now and become really bitter. Or you can make the choice to call upon God, as the words you said was, throw ourselves upon God and ask for his mercy and his grace and his love. And even though we're still sad, it doesn't mean the disappointment isn't there. It's okay to feel sad, but it's the choice we make after that.
Yes, because if you don't, the disappointment can spiral down to bitterness, which then spirals down to blame. You blame everybody you meet. You blame your teachers. You blame your parents. You blame your wife, your husband, your best friend, that things didn't work out, and you don't want to live there.
I thought two points that I picked up on was that instead of going to bitterness, we can choose to be grateful for what we may have, and then we can choose to persevere. So to look at our circumstances that you know, not maybe what we want, but choose to push through and ask God to come and make a way in our circumstances, because he is a God of miracles. He can change our circumstances. He can change our hearts. If we are starting to feel bitter, God can give us a soft heart, and just really calling on him and being grateful and then persevering.
Yes. I remember reading, and I know it's only necessarily a story, but it really struck me, a story about how the angels in heaven are amazed at how humanity loves the Lord even when there are times when there's disappointment or suffering. I can't remember who wrote it, but it just struck me that how awesome that how we act, it rumbles in heaven. It has an effect in heaven. It has effect on the earth. It has an effect not just for our eternity, but can affect others' eternity by the way we act, the way we decide to accept things or not accept things, to accept, you know, maybe the disappointment, keeping it bitter and Scrooge, yeah. Woe is me. I'm not going to help anybody because they've never helped me. Or when love comes in and it all comes from God, that then you start loving yourself and loving your neighbor, and love then like extrapolates and moves on and you know, flows throughout the world. I think like there's rumbles over the earth when someone loves.
I think you gave us a beautiful reminder in Psalm 23 where you said, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And just starting with that first verse, if we have God as our shepherd, if we do throw ourselves upon him, if we turn to him, he will satisfy us. There is nothing we shall want.
We might think we need something, but we don't want it.
Yeah, that's a bit of a distinction, isn't it? And then verse 2 is, he makes me lie down in green pastures. And what I loved was that you then said he makes us lie down. So God makes us do something in green pastures, because sometimes we might not see what those green pastures are. So with him as our shepherd, he shows us those green pastures. He guides us. That's what I loved about that you shared.
Well, I guess, again, what comes to mind is a silly saying of it's not always greener on the other side of the fence. We sometimes are looking at other people's lives and their fence, you know, their paddock in their over the fence of ours, thinking their grasses are greener, when the Lord's saying, no, look where you are. Your grass is so green, or it's getting greener, or it's where I want you to be, you know. But we don't often see that. We often are comparing ourselves in a detrimental way to other people, or we desire what others have when they're not really happy either.
I think it really comes down to our trust in God and trusting that our God, who is so gracious and loving, will be gracious and loving to us and provide for us where we need.
He wants the best for us, for me, for you, for you, for you, for everybody. Because again, you know, remember, he has no favorites. So he loves 100% full on everybody, exactly all at the same time.
Well, as we finish our podcast today, I just want to remind everyone about an event we have coming up in just a few days' time. It's called A Time with Rosemary. It's an online event. You can go to our website, heartministryforwomen.com. You'll find the event there. You click and it's free to register. You'll be sent a link, and Rosemary's going to share a message with us that I know will bless you. It will encourage you in your faith. It will remind you how much God loves you. And we just hope that you would join us for this event. We already have women joining us from around the world. We encourage you, if you're in a place where you are allowed to invite women, ladies, over to your house, why don't you invite them along? You know, maybe bake something or buy something if you're like me and you're not as good at baking, and have a tea and coffee and just sit down and allow Rosemary's message to bless you. And we just would really encourage you to join us for that. So we hope that you've been really blessed by this podcast today. We hope that you join us for a time with Rosemary, and we look forward to chatting with you all next week.
Yes, we do. Bye. Bye. Have a blessed week.